The history of Arunachala Ashrama, Arunachala Ramana Mandiram, part 6, continued from the September-October issue. Thou hast been building thy own temple in the cavity of the lotus of my heart, so that I may worship thee with the fruits and flowers of my breath. The year was 1879, the first year of classes in the newly built one-room schoolhouse, picturesquely located in the quiet rural community of Clarence in the Annapolis Valley of Nova Scotia. On the night of December 30, in the same year, in a quiet and remote village of South India, far across the globe, a son was born to Aragamma and Sundaram Iyer. Who could ever have imagined that a rural schoolhouse in the maritime Canada and this newborn child, then linked but by time, would once again be linked in spirit 95 years later. Soon after, the 130-acre Nova Scotia Arunachala Ashrama Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi Center was founded in 1972. Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat began his regular visits from New York City. Immediately, he was attracted to the property adjoining the ashrama's lower field, just across the Clarence Road, about 50 yards from the ashrama house. It was the 100 by 75 foot corner lot that had been donated to the local school board in 1879 by the then owner of the property. The ashrama did not own this lot. Someone had bought it from the school board 3 years earlier. Bhagavat would almost daily visit this small plot, always commenting on its tortoise shape with lower ground on all four sides. On this lot, the Clarence West School had stood until 1969. It was then bought, loaded onto a flatbed truck and moved 1 mile down the road. The granite slabs that served as its foundation and an old hand-powered water pump were all that remained. Bhakta Bhagavat would daily stroll the grounds, reciting the Sri Lalita Sahasranama Stotram, praying to the Divine Mother to bless her children by building a temple on this land for devotees to gather and immerse themselves in the direct teaching of self-inquiry. After 2 years, in 1974, his dream began to materialize. Mr. B.K. Rauju, a prominent businessman, yet very humble and devoted, began to take an active interest in the prospect of buying the lot and the old schoolhouse, reuniting them once again for yet another type of schooling, the training of the spirit. He started a trust for borrowing funds, arranged for the purchase of the school, and engaged an architect, all of which injected the necessary impetus in the hearts of Joan and Matthew Greenblatt and Dennis Hato, who then lived in the ashrama, and Darlene Delisi, who lived nearby. These devotees felt charged with energy and genuine inspiration as they watched their lofty ideals of head and heart now taking shape in the form of a temple. the logistics of returning the schoolhouse back to the ashrama, lifting up the 30-ton structure 5 feet, and then sliding it onto its new raised foundation were certainly mind-boggling for the young devotees. But every obstacle was calmly met with a deepening faith. When the temple was finally completed, that faith was so firmly established in the hearts that it has been carrying them safely and serenely through life's troubled waters ever since. Even more challenging than the physical obstacles were the financial hurdles. Mr. Raju's trust fund proved unproductive and was terminated. Daily wages had to be met, supplies bought, contractors paid. The young aspirants of the ashrama were not fundraisers, nor were they financially savvy. Their only wherewithal was the devotion and faith that filled their hearts, and on this they alone depended. Their faith and devotion were at times severely tested, but ultimately proved triumphant. The Maharishi repeatedly assured them of his all-pervasive presence in many ways, seen and unseen. Faith remained steady and help came, especially from the courageously noble hearts of the late Alexander Hickson and Dr. Mohinder Goomer, who both generously expressed their support, relieving the debts and ensuring that Sri Arunachala Ramana Mandiram would stand as a lasting tribute to the silent sage of the holy hill of the beacon light, Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi. To throw oneself wholeheartedly into a noble endeavor, trusting totally in the support of the divine at every step, and to witness how every need is met at the right time and place, is an exalted spiritual confirmation of the divine's omniscience and omnipotence. Such was the experience of those few young blessed souls who dedicated their lives to raise Sri Arunachala Ramana Mandiram in the West. This modest structure befits the simplicity and humility of the one to whom it is dedicated and whose radiant presence is experienced by all sincere seekers who walk through its doors.